Take your Bible and turn to Acts chapter number 7. Acts chapter 7 this morning. We appreciate the Lord. Acts chapter 7, verse number 51. Acts chapter 7 and verse number 51. The Bible says, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them, which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have now been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the dispensation of angels, have not kept it. And when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and Jesus, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." That's Jesus. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. I want to preach this more just a little while, if God be our help, on this thought: sending away your day of grace. Sending away your day of grace. As we look at this and we see it's Stephen is preaching to the these folks here, and it's not that they didn't know, because they were indoctrinated into the Word of God. They knew the truth and knew that truth makes you free, but yet they received to receive what God has. They received to receive the Lord Jesus Christ when He come. Even though the Jews, the Pharisees, praise God, they knew exactly almost to the moment and the day and the time when Messiah would come. The prophets of old had been telling it for years and years, and they knew it, but yet they chose not to receive it. Amen. But we see here, when we talk about sending away your day of grace, we see here they're talking about the working of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's working. I want to say He's working in overtime and overdrive today. The Holy Spirit's moving all over this country, all over the nation, all over the world today. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God is moving in people's lives. Praise God. What a blessing that is. And through for a long time, He's been working, praise God, to help us, and so that there'll be a change for folks in this world. So a change will be there so that people can be born again, receive the Lord Jesus Christ at their Savior. It was for this purpose that He come. Praise the Lord. Let me just give you a few scriptures this morning, praise the Lord. Now God wants to help us if we'll let Him. We see in John chapter number 15, 26, He says that when the Comforter is come, He said He'll testify of me. Amen. So when the Comforter is come, He'll testify of me. Of whom? Me whom? The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We've had a testimony of Jesus Christ for years now, praise God. But it was the testimony, the same testimony was there up in the Old Testament as it was in the New. The Old was speaking of a Savior to come, praise God, and He came just like He said He would, praise God, lowly and riding on a fold of ass. He come into Jerusalem, and they denied and rejected the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll do the same thing today. We'll reject the precious Lamb of God. In John chapter 16, verses 8 through 8, He said that the Spirit of God, amen, that the Spirit convicts men, and He draws them to Christ. That's what the Holy Ghost does. He convicts us of our sins, praise God, our sinfulness, because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the Holy Ghost convicts us of those sins and shows us our need for some help. Now, where does that help come from? It don't help, that kind of help don't come from the government. That kind of help don't come from mom and daddy. That kind of help don't come from mama and papa. That kind of help comes from the Lord. Now, can all those be an aspect in it? Yes, they can. Praise God, the government, if it was full of God, could help the people. If the families was full of God, we could help our people. If the churches was full of God, we could help our people. But praise God, it's going to take God through the Holy Spirit to get us the help that we need. Amen. Praise God. Besides Him, there's no other. You can't get no help without the convicting power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. You'll continue on in your own pernicious ways, doing your own thing, praise God, without the Lord. But when we come to know Him and the free pardon of sin, He begins to help us in the things that He'd have us to do. Amen. We see in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, praise God, in verse number 12, He says that, let me just go back to verse number 10. He said, but God hath to reveal them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Where does it come from? Praise God. The good gifts of God come from God. Amen. It could come from anything else, or it wouldn't be from God. Wouldn't be good gifts. He said, which things also, verse number 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But now watch this, verse number 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Amen. He said, so we need the Spirit of God, praise God, to help us to understand, to discern the very words of God, the help that God has for us. So we see the power of God, and we see the move of God and the work of God through the Spirit of God upon humanity today like it's never been before. I believe the power of God is more, you know, a lot of times people will try to go back to what it used to be years ago and say, I remember the power of God. I want to tell you today, God's the same yesterday and forever. He changeth not. The Spirit and the presence of God is just as real today as He was back then. Amen. We just ain't geared up to receive it. We just ain't wanting it like we used to. Amen. Come on. We just ain't wanting God like we used to want God. We used to want God to be in the center of our life. We used to want God to be in every essence of what we did and who we were, who we are. Amen. But we got away from that. But the Spirit of God's working. It's wanting to work. But if we ain't careful, we can sin away your day of grace. A fellow told me, he said, you can't... He said, that's a false doctrine. He said, you can't, he said, that's a doctrine that man's made up that you can send away your day of grace. I said, is that right? He said, yeah. I mean, he began to tell me some of these scriptures. And I believe it, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. I believe every one of them. I believe he's the drawing power of the Holy Spirit. I believe God wants to save old sinners, don't you? Amen. Amen. Praise God. In John chapter 6 and verse 44. He said, no man can come unto me except the Father which hath sent him, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. And then praise God, it takes the Holy Ghost of God to do that. It takes the Spirit of God to convict you of your sin, show you you're an old sinner, praise God, so that you can be saved. Amen. Praise God, amen, oh me. It took the Holy Spirit of God to come where I was on that Wednesday night, 1976, show me I was an old sinner. I knew it. Amen. Praise God, I just didn't know what to do about it. Hello? Praise the Lord. That night, the Holy Ghost of God touched my heart, showed me as an old sinner, praise God, and showed me the way to be saved. Amen. You know what the Holy Ghost did for me that night, Brother Bill? He saved me from myself. Self was taking me wherever I would go. But the Holy Ghost of God convicted my heart and showed me they was a right way. Amen. And it was a Godward way. Praise His name. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Jesus said in John chapter 12 and verse 32, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Amen.
They say, here it is. That you can't sin away your day of grace because the Holy Ghost of God is always working on men. The Holy Ghost of God is seeking to save. Jesus comes seeking to save that whoever was lost. Praise the Lord. He wanted to save us. 2 Peter says this. Look at 2 Peter with me right quickly. 2 Peter chapter number 3. In verse number 9. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise. Now, I want you to know something. That is singular. It's not promises. It's a promise. Why did God make a promise to us? He promised, praying He'd save us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. That's me and you, praise God. Amen? Did you hear me? That's me and you, praise the Lord. It ain't somebody else. God's long-suffering toward you. Praise God. He said, long-suffering to usward, not willing that what? Now watch this. That any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. So it seems to me like God is trying to tell us, praise the Lord, that He don't want to see anybody die and go to hell. Does that sound right? Amen. Come to, that He said that He's long suffering, that not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So it sounds to me like the Lord would like to see us saved. And I say amen to that. Amen. That's why the Holy Ghost of God is continually working on you and I. He's continually touching us and helping us. He's continuing to guide us and lead us in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. Trying to love on us so many ways that we have to like one or two of them. Amen. That's the Lord I serve. Praise God. But He said, well, preacher, can you send away your day of grace? Amen. He said, hey, He wants us to come to repentance, that all should come to repentance. Amen. But He says, if we continue willfully in our sins, in Hebrews chapter number 10, in verse 26, He says this, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation. He said, this is what we should expect. Amen. Which shall devour the adversaries. He's talking about the adversaries of the Lord, praise God. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. And now listen to what He says. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith He was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit. Now watch this. Of grace. For we know Him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge His people. And in verse 31, very familiar passage. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So we see God lays it out for us, and He said, you know what? If the Holy Ghost of God is dealing with your heart and you continue to willfully sin against the Spirit of God and grieve the Holy Ghost, what chances do we have? He said, there's a judgment and a fiery indignation that's coming upon folks today. Praise God. So you see, when sinning away your day of grace is when you disallow the Word of God and the things of God and the hands of God and the power of God and the God of glory, praise God, and you don't succumb to in repentance before God, you'll die lost and go to hell and spend eternity lost without Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's just the way it is. That's the way God designed it. He said, you can sin away your day of grace. Amen. But people say, preacher, I just don't believe that you can sin away your day of grace. Because the Holy Spirit is always working. The Holy Spirit's always there, trying to help mankind. I agree with that 100%. I say amen, amen. Amen. Holy Spirit's always there with us. The grace of God's always there. He said He'd never leave us or forsake. Hey, listen, that old lost sinner, praise God, the Holy Ghost God, the grace of God is still there trying to manifest grace to him every day. That unmerited favor of God that he surely don't deserve. I mean, I knew I didn't deserve it. Amen. I knew I didn't deserve it. That's why Stephen over here, when he's preaching to these folks, praise God, that should have known, should have had the power of God on them, should have recognized the Savior when He come, the Holy One of God, the Just One of God, that one that was just and right in all that He done. But Stephen would say, hey, listen, this is the one. Praise God. The just one whom you have, who have now betrayed, are now betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the dispensation of angels and not kept it. Amen. He said, you know what's right, but you choose to do wrong. Amen. He said, what they're doing, what was they doing? They were sending away their day of grace. Grace was there. God had opened the door to grace, praise God, but they would not receive the grace of God. I believe we're living in a society today that will not just refuse to receive the grace of God. Amen. That unmerited favor of God, praise God, it's there like it's never been before. Sin is vile and wicked. It's rampant. It's everywhere in this world today, praise God. But God's grace and His mercy, praise God, it supersedes it. It's far bigger than the wickedness and the sinfulness of this world. Amen. Amen. And Stephen was telling these folks, he was preaching on the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, trying to compel them, trying to get them to see, amen, the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But what did they do? What did they do? He said, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. Now, what they should have done right here, is they should have just confessed and got right with God. Amen? When the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Spirit convicts your heart, you just confess your sins. And ask God to help you, praise God, to get you past yourself and past your sin into a right state, a righteousness with Christ. Amen. Praise God. They had opportunity. They were cut their heart, but they gnashed on Him with their teeth. Amen. They had something to say. They had to make some kind of a comment. Amen. Instead of just falling on their face. But old Stephen, he had been full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. He's just telling the truth just like it was, without fear or favoritism. Praise God. That's the way God speaks to us in His Word. He speaks to us without fear or favoritism. He speaks to you just like He speaks to me. Amen. Come on. Amen. Everything that God puts on my heart to tell you, hey, He's done run it through my heart about 10 dozen times before you ever get it. Hello? They had an opportunity here, praise God. He said, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. Amen? You know what He said? He said, the flesh is getting in the way. You're not willing to, praise God, He said, your heart's hardened and your ears are covered. You just don't want to hear the truth. Amen? Praise God. He said, because of sin. He said, what they're going to do? He said, you're going to sin away your day of grace. Hello? You can sin away your day of grace. I don't care what they say. You can sin away your day of grace. They had opportunity. Grace was here in full fashion, praise God, but they chose to sin against their day. Your day. You know, every one of us have a day, a time. Praise God, a day to get saved, a day to serve the Lord, a day to do what we can for God's glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. But they had an opportunity, but they chose not. Praise God. They run upon Him, one accord. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, I see he's full of the Holy Ghost. He said, looking up steadfastly in the heavens, saw the glory of God. Jesus standing right hand of God. Amen. He's telling about what, not only did he raise from the dead, but He ascended up, set at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Amen. Praise God. So they cried a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran upon Him one accord. They cast Him out of the city and stoned Him. Amen? They rejected the precious Word of God. They rejected the Spirit, Holy Spirit of God. That conviction power was there, but they rejected the power of God. What did they do? They sinned away their day of grace. The day of grace was there. It was all over them. But they sinned away their day of grace. The same people would tell you, no, you can't do that. It's the same ones that'll tell you the story of a... Can I just tell you a story right quick and then I'll let you go. They'll tell you the story of a man named Noah. Anybody know a man named Noah? Amen, I know one. Amen, Noah. Amen. Look back over in Genesis chapter number 6. Back over in Genesis chapter number 6. Look what the Lord says in verse number 3. Genesis chapter number 6, verse number 3. I'll give you a second to get there. Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 3. And the Bible said, "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. You see what God does here? In His mercy and His grace is all over this. He said, "Well, you know what? He gives out a warning. He said, "I'm going to give you some time to get right." Amen. Do we deserve that? No. Amen. We don't deserve that, but God said, "Hey," He said, "I'm going to give you time. I'm going to give you some time." Praise God. He said, "My spirit will not always strive with man." So God's telling us, praise God, you better get in while you can. While the Spirit is there, while the Spirit is striving, while the Spirit is trying to help you. While the Spirit's trying to help us, we need to get in and be partakers with the Lord, in the Lord. He said, because we're just flesh. Amen. And we need help. And we have a limited time to get in. And so they'll say, "Well, preacher, see, there it is. God's dealing with them. God's a dealing with these sinners. God's a touching their hearts. The Holy Spirit's there with them the whole time." The Bible says this old man named Noah. Verse number 8 said, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." Amen. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So we see this thing's playing out. The Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh." He said, "There's going to be a time span, praise God, of grace and mercy upon them. Praise God for them to get in." Amen. Listen to me. But if we ain't careful, we can send away our day of grace because that time will lapse. Praise God, without us acknowledging that God Almighty loves you and He died for you and He rose for you and He shed His blood for you. Praise God, so that you might be saved. Amen. God done that. Jesus done that for you. And He done it for me. That's why I love Him so much this morning. Because He first loved me. Amen. Praise God. So the Bible tells us here that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's unmerited favor of God. God says, I'll not strive with man always, but praise God, you know what? For Noah's sake, I'm going to strive just a little while longer. Praise God. So God's grace, through His grace and His mercy, for 120 years, God's grace was ministered to the people. Amen? The Bible says that Noah got in. Amen? Noah got in. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen? Found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He found mercy in the eyes of the Lord. Had unmerited favor in the eyes of the Lord. That's what God wants to show to every one of us. So that one day, praise God, He can call you unto Himself, take you home to be with Him, out of the mess and the turmoil of this world. He's got a place. Listen, we've all got a place called home. Amen. This ain't it. This is just a dwelling place till He calls us home. Amen. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. And grace began to minister, amen, to people. Noah believed God. Amen. What did he do? He started building a boat. Amen. God said, "You need to build an ark." He gave him the dimensions. He gave him an architectural drawing, if you will. And he said, "Noah," said, "I want you to build this." He said, "I'm going to send a flood. I'm going to just destroy mankind with a flood of water." So God ministered through Noah while he was a building. Amen. Now, as far as I can understand, God ministered grace while Noah was a building. He ministered grace to Noah. He ministered grace to Noah's wife. He ministered grace to his three sons. Amen. He ministered grace to his three sons' wives. Amen. While he was a building, amen, the work was going on. And why he's been for 120 years, the Bible says he was a preacher of righteousness, the right things of God. Praise God. Why it was a building. Amen. He was a preaching. So what was taking place around him? There was a world out there who didn't want to hear what he had to say. But that didn't stop the grace of God and the Spirit of God from continuing to minister the goodness of God. Noah was a preaching, and Noah was a sawing, and Noah was a scraping. They didn't have sawmills like we got today. Man, they didn't have electronics. They didn't have the means we do today, praise God. I just hope for Noah's sake that his trees was pretty close to where he was a building. Amen? Because he had to go out and he had to cut them down, had to hew them, had to shape them, had to fix them in place, had to make some spikes out of wood, had to drill holes in it. Amen? And he was a, praise God, and the Holy Ghost of God the whole time was a working with Noah as Noah was a building on the ark and a preaching, praise God, and just praising God and giving him glory for every day, the strength that he gave. Amen. Said he was a minister of righteousness, a preacher of righteousness. Praise God. As Noah was building, as his sons come along, and they begin to get saved one at a time, and he began to figure it out, praise God. And they begin to say, Daddy, that's a little old well, glory. That's a little old bitty young'uns. They said, Daddy, what can we do to help you? Amen. What can we do, praise God? And Noah, praise God, began to show them, and they began to get in there with him, and they begin to build those things, that thing that God had said to build for God's glory. Amen. To the saving of souls. Can you see the big picture? And as they build, and most of, and Noah, praise God, he'd preach a while, and he'd build a while. He'd build a while, and he'd preach a while. Amen. And them folks out there are hearing the gospel, praise God, hearing the word of God going out, and they're denying it, rejecting it. They're so busy in the world. We ought to go up there and listen to that preacher, but you know what? I've just got so much to do. Amen. Not sound familiar. Amen. Sound familiar. But you know, let me tell you what happened. With every one of them old wooden pegs that old Noah was driving into that ark, every one of those beams, praise God, as he's hammering down in place, there was a Holy Ghost conviction, praise God, taking place in the communities that they lived. Praise God. But Moses, Noah got his family in. He got his sons in. He got their wives in. They was helping him. They was building something for the glory of God. It could have been all different. This story could have shaped a completely different way. If somebody would have heard that hammering and the beating and the preaching, and some old sinner would have said, honey, I've been listening to that old man up here, and it sounds stupid, it sounds insane, it sounds crazy what he's telling me. What he's telling us, he said he's building a great big old boat because right, the water's going to fall from the sky and it's going to flood and we're all going to drown in the flood. But he's building a boat, this big old boat, and said we can all get in this big old boat with him and be saved. I want to say today God's got a great, great old big boat. He's wanting us to get in so we'd be saved. To the saving of souls, that old ship of Zion. She's sailing. Amen. But I said, nah. I said, we ain't got time to fool with that. It's grace that we're here. Praise God. Amen. They disregarded the ministry of grace. They didn't receive the grace of God when it was handed out. Amen. So Noah kept a building, he kept a driving the spikes, he kept a preaching, praise God, the precious things of God as God would lay it on his heart. He kept a preaching and he kept a building, he kept a building and he kept preaching. Amen. But nobody wanted to hear. Nobody wanted to listen. That day of grace, praise God, was playing out. Hey, it was accepted. Day of grace was accepted. Noah accepted it. Amen. Mrs. Noah accepted it. Hello? The three sons accepted it. Praise God. And their three wives, praise God, accepted it. Eight souls. Amen. Received the grace of God. But they were some that chose to send away their day of grace. So, preacher, now see, here you go. Said, this is where it's not doctrinal. Because the Holy Spirit's still working. The Holy Spirit was still dealing with them. The Holy Spirit was still speaking through Noah. We know it was because that he was a preacher of righteousness. And the preaching of righteousness doesn't go out without the Spirit of God, which is right. Amen. You're right. He continued to preach the gospel. The Holy Ghost continued to convict those souls. Amen. So then you say, preacher, well, they couldn't have sent away their day of grace because the Holy Spirit was still there. Amen. The Holy Spirit still there. You're right. And Noah received it. His wife received it. His sons received it. His daughter-in-laws received the grace of God. Amen. They received the Spirit of God, the touch of God. That's the only way you can be saved. Amen. You can't just get saved when you want to, praise God. It takes the Holy Ghost of God convicting your heart, showing you're an old sinner. Amen. That you're an old liar, a thief, amen, corrupt. And the Holy Ghost of God convicts your heart and you say, Lord, please forgive me, an old sinner. You say, well, preacher, I ain't never stole nothing. You ain't never got a cookie and mama wasn't looking. Amen. You ain't never snuck in there and got you a little snack before supper, even after mom and dad told you not to. Come on now. Amen. We've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. Amen. So he's all sinners, praise God. The opportunity, they had opportunity, but they sinned away their day of grace. You know, preacher, they still had life as long as they got life. Amen. But the Bible says they come a day that God Almighty loaded up the ark. I like this verse right here in chapter number 7. God loads up the ark. In verse number 16, it said, they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And then I watch this. And the Lord, that's capital L-O-R-D, by the way, that's God Jehovah. That's God Almighty. Shut him in. Amen. God Almighty, there come a day, amen, when they had sinned away their day of grace. You say, well, preacher, they're still alive. Yeah, but they're outside. And something's fixing to happen, praise God, that they wouldn't believe, they couldn't even anticipate. You know that. You know what's sad with humanity? We're all the time saying, well, that never happened to me. That would never happen to me. I'm more careful than that. You can't be too careful. Amen. You can't be too careful. You don't ever know what can happen to you. A friend of ours was taking, right during this Hurricane Helene, praise God, was taking another friend home and a tree fell down across their vehicle and killed them both in a moment. You can't anticipate that. But it happens every day. And we see here that they was on the outside. It could have been so much, so different. They heard the pounding of the hammers. They heard the cutting of the saws. They heard the preaching of the word. What if that daddy would have said, hey, listen, honey, that old kook up there, he's building some kind of a great big boat. And he said, God said there's going to be a flood of waters that's going to destroy humanity, going to destroy everything on earth. And he said, the only way to be saved is to get into the boat. Now the boat, the ark, is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're outside Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to drown. You're going to die. But the Holy Ghost of God was still dealing with their hearts. They had opportunity. He said, honey, let's just go up there. And what if the old kook is right? She said, well, I don't know if I want to. He said, well, what if that old kook's right? What if that crazy thing's right? What if what he says is going to happen is going to happen? You know, Holy Ghost conviction begin to deal with his heart and begin to deal with his mind, with his mind to his heart. He said, hey, if what he's saying is right, praise God, we better help him build a boat and we better be on the boat. Amen. What if? Amen. If we could just get people there, our families, our friends, our loved ones, praise God, the people we work with, just to begin to think, what if the old preacher's right? What if the Spirit of God, that is speaking to our heart, what if that's right? Amen. But they didn't. They didn't listen. See, that family could have got in. You know, him, his wife, little Junior. And they could have went up there and they got to working on the boat. They could have got to building. They could have got to singing them songs of praise and lifting up their voices to God in anticipation, praise God, of what God was going to do in saving their souls. And then their neighbor, he said, you know what, old John and his wife and little old Junior, they up there at that old crazy fellow working on that boat. Amen. It looks like they're having such a good time. Looks like a lot of hard work, but hard work never killed us. You know, honey, I'm thinking about just going up there. Hey, just go up there and help them. You know, just to be neighborly, just go up there and help them a little bit. Amen. Just see what's going on. And they got up there and got excited about it. Fell into the work. Amen. Got the rejoicing in the Lord. I got to believing what the old preacher was saying. Next thing you know, they're all singing praises to God, giving Him glory. See how everything could have been different? But it wasn't. The Bible said that God Almighty called, He gathered up. Now, let me just tell you, Noah didn't have to go out into the bushes and highways and herd all those little animals to the ark. See, this was the hand of God in this. God Almighty sent those animals to Noah. The ones that He wanted to be in there. You say, preacher, you really believe that? I believe that with all my heart, praise God. He didn't want no sickly or diseased in there. Amen. He wanted those who were healthy. He wanted young animals that were healthy, praise God, to repopulate the earth. And so He sends them to Noah. Now this ought to have been a sign. When them people was looking around, they was seeing that ark up there, and it's, you know, completed. Glory to God, that ought to have been enough to make them say, my goodness, this ain't no way man could have done that without by himself. But it had to be God. I mean, you're talking about a mammoth boat. Anybody ever been up to the ark in Kentucky? Praise God, what a blessing. You ought to go. If you ain't ever been, you ought to go. Take time to read all the placards because it explains all the steps and what was necessary to make that happen. It wasn't Noah, it was God. And He calls these little animals. Now they've seen the big boat on the hill. Amen. They've seen these animals start coming down and, you know, not even afraid. They just trot right up the boardwalk. And Mrs. Noah and Mr. Noah and the boys, they just start pointing them to their little stalls as God has done designated. Amen. Next to where their special feed is for that special animal. Amen. These people seeing this. They're seeing it. Amen. Praise God. And they just, something should have rung the bell and say, you know what? God has to be in this. He didn't go out in the bushes and find, praise God, these animals just start coming to Noah. And they're wild animals, but they're not afraid. And said they all went in. And said, we've been seeing him, you know, down there in the field, hammer a while and reap a while. Trying to get all those feeds and supplies into the ark. I mean, can you imagine? Hadn't he had enough in there, praise God, to feed them for over a year. By the time the water's receded and all, that's a story for another day. But then the Bible says they all get in there. And they're saying, yeah, man, there's got to be something to this. There has to be something to this. Maybe we ought to go up there and see if we can help him a little bit. No, they didn't. They said, there's something to this. This has to be God. Holy Spirit of God's dealing with their heart. This has to be God. But they tarried. They tarried. All the animals went in. Noah and his wife went in. The boys and their wives went in. And the Bible says all of a sudden they looked around there and guess what? That great old big door starts closing all by itself. Don't you know that would have been a scary thing? Amen. It said, and God shut him in. And had place of protection in the ark, the Christ, type of Christ. The Holy Spirit's still dealing. But then the floods began to come. The water began to come. A deluge from heaven. The earth cracked open and the waters, the wells of water started springing up in geysers. Amen. But they had waited, they tarried too late. They had waited too long. See, they had sinned away their day of grace. That day of grace had been all around them. And if Ellison say, well, preacher, see, there it is. The grace of God was there till the day, the second that they died. Yeah. Grace had been there, but they sinned away the day of grace. It's too late. They died. Amen? Is that doctrinal? Biblical instruction? Amen. The grace of God is real and it's there, praise God, until the day you die and then it's too late. They send away their day of grace. Amen. An extra special, praise God, if he preached for 120 years, praise God, then 120 years of grace was ministered to them. Amen. The unmerited favor, they didn't deserve that. But God, in His grace and mercy, offered them that. But they rejected it. What did they do? They sinned away their day of grace. Amen. The floods came and they died. Amen. They died without receiving the grace of God. And they're spending eternity in hell today. Peter tells us about that. Amen. They went through those were that rebellious, disobedient in the time of Noah. Amen. He went down and preached. He praised God. They sinned away their day of grace. I'm afraid there's a lot of people today that's sinning away their day of grace. People say, well, preacher, I don't know if you can do that. You can. You can send away your day of grace. Live for yourself. Live for the flesh. Instead of allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to move in your heart, save you by His marvelous grace and keep you inside the boat. It's time that we come in and let God seal us in. Into the ark, into that place of safety, that place of refuge in the Lord Jesus Christ. Said He built that boat and He pitched it within, without. That pitch is a type of the atonement, that price that was paid for sins. Praise God, so that you could be in the ark and be safe from sin, safe from safe from death and destruction, where you can live forever with Jesus Christ, your Savior. Amen. But you can send away your day of grace. You can continue to sin while the Holy Spirit's dealing with us. And send away that day of grace. Amen. Hey, listen, it's time. There's a time to get in. There's a time to just receive the grace of God. The minister of the Spirit as He's speaking to our hearts. It's too late after you're gone. I know the lie of the devil. He said, well, just wait a little while, you know, and then you can get in. Praise God. It may be too late. You may be like those fellas that are going down the road in a tree. Amen. Took them out of here. We need to be ready. Today's the day of salvation. Today's the day to plan to get on the boat. Amen. We can be like helping Noah and building something for God's glory so that we can share it and celebrate it together in the days ahead. Amen. Let me ask you a question in closing this morning. Said He got in, all flesh, God got it in, and He said, and the Lord shut him in. How's your life today? If you were one of those people that was in Noah's time, would you be one of Noah's family listening to God and working on the boat? Or would you be one of the ones that's outside? Said, I ain't gonna worry about that today. That's just foolishness. Would you be left out there when the rains start to pour, when tribulation begins to come? Or would you be safe in the boat, safe in the ark? Amen. With the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior. Praise God.